Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Are you able to join or you have an issue?
Hare Krishna, yes. Maharaj, welcome.
I'm there on your screen.
Okay. I see Maharaj is here, but I think the camera is not on, Maharaj. Oh, it's on the top up here. Ah, yes. Do you see Maharaj on the screen though? Ah, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj, welcome.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me, Prabhu?
Yes, Maharaj, we can all hear you very nice and clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Maharaj, for joining us from your very busy schedule. And thank you all to all the devotees who have joined us. This special presentation by His Holiness Radhana Swami, who's broadcasting from remote through our ISKCON of New Jersey channel. So for those of you who do not know, although Radhana Swami requires no introduction, for some of the newer devotees, I'll just say a brief introduction. So His Holiness Radhana Swami is a widely respected, well-known, beloved teacher and guru with thousands of students around the world. He's a builder of large devotional communities. He's a spiritual activist and an author of two books that made the New York Times best-selling list. You know, Maharaj grew up in the Chicago suburb in the 50s and 60s, and as a teenager, he left U.S. and wandered through many countries and cultures searching for the experience of the highest truth. Then in 1970 in India, he reached, and he, among many yogis and meditators, he was looking for his ideal teacher, and he finally met His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in 1971. So to describe all the projects that Maharaj is involved in, will take the full hour, so I'll just mention a couple of them. So one of them is the development of a large multi-specialty hospital in Mumbai, which provides large, you know, holistic care, and not just in the hospital, but throughout the villages and so on. And this has won a lot of global awards. Also, another one is the Eco Village near Mumbai. And he's also developed the midday meal program in India that feeds 1.2 million impoverished children every day. And he's also the spiritual visionary behind the Bhakti Center in Manhattan. Of course, Maharaj is in huge demand as a speaker all over the world. And so we're extremely grateful to have him here, and he's agreed to come and speak to us. We feel honored beyond words to welcome him today's online Sangha hosted by ISKCON of New Jersey, popularly known as the Temple of Tawako in New Jersey, at least until we develop this brand new temple that's coming in Parsippany. So we have people from all over the world watching both on Zoom and YouTube live right now. So Maharaj, you have the microphone. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Dati Swapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakambitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyatyate Shatharine Vanshakalpatharubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I am very grateful, very honored, and very happy to be with all of you today. I was asked by Nilamani Prabhu and Yashoda Dulal Prabhu to speak something about the loving dealings between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees in Jagannath Puri. This is perhaps the deepest of all subjects that has ever been revealed to this world. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains through the first 9 cantos the nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth, who appears as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the all-pervading, limitless, supreme, omnipotent, omnipresent, absolute, the Paramatma, who is the intimate friend and well-wisher who's seated within the heart of every living being, and Bhagavan, the supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead, who is eternally in the spiritual world, having pastimes of divine intimate love with his limitless devotees. The first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam describes how the Lord enters into this material world with his various energies, how he creates this material existence, and how the Lord in so many ways, in different times, has descended as incarnations. Along with incredible historical pastimes of these various incarnations, there's profound philosophy. Gradually, it's bringing us to the point of the true purpose of the Bhagavatam, Karma Projita Kaitavatam. From the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam describes its exclusive purpose is to carry one to the state of the highest, purest spiritual consciousness, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted, ecstatic, loving service to the Supreme Truth. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ultimate contribution of Srila Vyasadeva, does not distract or divert to the various reasons why most people turn to religion or God. It exclusively is bringing us to that place of pure, unmotivated love for God. From the very beginning, we are brought on this journey of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it culminates in the 10th canto, where the original, all beautiful, supreme personality of Godhead in his original form, Govindam Adi Purusham, descends into this world with his eternal associates from the spiritual world to display his loving pastimes. And in doing so, to attract our hearts to his loving service, Prema Bhakti. Where the Srimad Bhagavatam culminates, Krishna's love for Sri Radha and Radha's love for Sri Krishna. Sri Radha, Krishna's Ladini Shakti, is the very personification of Krishna in the eternal divine mood of the lover, the supreme lover. Sri Radha, the feminine power of the absolute, conquers Krishna with her love. And Krishna conquers Sri Radha with her love. And in this way, in the spiritual world, the limitless ananda or joy is being conquered by one another's love. In this material existence, where we forget that truth, we fall into the illusion that we will be happy by being the controller, the proprietor, and the enjoyer. But actually, Krishna is the supreme controller, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme enjoyer. But in the spiritual world, Krishna's greatest happiness, his lila, is to willingly be conquered, controlled, and enjoyed by his devotees. So the competition of the spiritual world is love. And this is the beautiful explanation that Srimad Bhagavatam gives, the revelation of spiritual love. The love of Sri Radha Krishna, which is the origin of everything that exists and the origin of all love. Krishna himself, who knows everything. In the Gita, Krishna tells, Veda ham samatitani varatamana nichadri abhushyani chabhutani mamdhu veda nakashtina. He knows everything, past, present, future. He knows every living being. He knows everyone, everywhere, at all times. But there's one thing that he wants to know. What is the sweet happiness that Radharani feels in her love for him? And what is it about him that gives Sri Radharani such happiness? The Supreme Lord Krishna descended in this material world, in the mood, the Mahabhava of Sri Radha, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only to taste the sweetness, the highest realm of spiritual love, but to distribute it. And in his munificence, he comes in the age of Kali to give the highest thing, the most precious and rarest of all spiritual treasures, the most difficult thing to achieve, the very essence of the soul's love. And he's giving it very freely in this age of Kali through Harinam Sankirtan. It is described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Sri Radha, who descends into this world and brings with him his loving associates from Goloka Vrindavan. So many of those intimate gopis and gopas And so many of the greatest devotees of other avatars, they all assembled to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission of tasting the sweetness of bhakti and distributing the sweetness of bhakti. It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Panchatattva, they plunder the storehouse of love of God, prema bhakti, and they tasted the contents. And they became mad, ecstatically, dancing, chanting as they tasted this content. And then they distributed it without consideration of who was fit and who was unfit, which is the proper place and which is an improper place, what is the right time and what is not an auspicious time. They put aside all those material considerations and gave prema bhakti to anyone who was willing to accept it and follow their simple teachings. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he descended in Navadvip Dham, he disguised himself in the sense that he did not reveal who he was until after he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. Here is Lord Chaitanya. It is described in the Shastras that all the incarnations were all present within Lord Chaitanya. And when he was a little baby, in a beautiful golden form, Satyamata would hold him in her arms, and he would cry. And he would keep crying until Satyamata and all the ladies of the area would come together and circle around him and chant the holy names of Krishna. And then he would smile. But he wanted to show the importance of accepting a spiritual master in a lineage, a parampara of great Vaishnavas, in a sampradaya. And after doing so, when he returned to Navadvip, he established the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And along with his devotees, sometimes they would have kirtan throughout the day, and for one full year they had all night, every night. And it is described that at Srivas Angam, the house of Srivas Thakur and his brothers, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Krishna's Rasleela. The same sweet mood of loving exchanges were there in the hearts of the devotees. Gradually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the Sankirtan into the streets. He instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, go to every house, to every bathing ghat, go to every marketplace, whoever you meet, wherever you meet them, give them the simple message. Worship Krishna. Remember Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your very life and soul and the true wealth of the soul. They spread this chanting of the holy names. Ultimately, the Harinam Sankirtan movement was established. And with the help of the Chankazi, there was a great crisis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very interesting how he manifested the Sankirtan movement in a free way to the public at the time of a great crisis. The Chankazi was persecuting devotees, beating devotees, imprisoning devotees, plundering anybody who would chant the holy names. Then Lord Chaitanya, when they came to him, he said, I will lead the chanting. Everyone come with a torch tonight. and you will see me dance. And that was the first time Lord Chaitanya publicly displayed his dancing and chanting in kirtan. Similarly, Ramchandra descended when Ravana was plundering and exploiting and causing such suffering to the world. And Krishna came when Mother Earth, in the form of Bhumi, she was weeping and crying because the innocent children of hers were suffering so much, being exploited and plundered. And Kamsa. So Krishna, Ramchandra, Varaha, Parasuram, Kurmadev, Varahadev, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all descended in reciprocation to the devotees who were crying out in compassion for people who were suffering. Srila Prabhupada, he explained in so many of his lectures and in his purports the nature of Kali Yuga, how there will be so much suffering and so much fear and so much confusion. He describes epidemics and plagues and diseases and earthquakes and corrupted governments. We read it, we speak it, but it's real. Srila Prabhupada was pleading with us to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It's urgent. When Srila Prabhupada came here at the age of 69 and established a worldwide movement at the age of 70, and traveled around the world despite every type of impossible odd and challenge, it was because he had this compassion. Advaitacharya, he had this compassion. He spent so much time weeping and crying in compassion for us because he could see what was going to happen in Kali Yuga. Crying for Lord Chaitanya to come. And Srila Prabhupada sailed across oceans, crying for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Srila Prabhupada would sit before the deities of Gaur Nitai, sometimes with tears in his eyes, he would pray, please save these people. Lord Chaitanya, after he established Sankirtan very wide in Navadvip, he wanted to reach more people. He wanted to reach all of India, and ultimately he wanted to reach the whole world. And to do that, he took sannyas. Very, very early in the morning, around the time of Makar Sankranti, he left his home. And eventually he met with his mother, Sachi Devi, and she prayed to him that if you go to Vrindavan as you're planning, I'll never see you, I'll never hear your pastimes. The same Krishna that's in Vrindavan is living in Puri as Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went with Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda and just a few devotees to make his residence in Jagannath Puri. You can imagine the devotees in Bengal, in Navadvip and Shantipur, the profound separation they were feeling from Lord Chaitanya. They were dancing, they were chanting with him every day. The all-attractive, all-loving, all-beautiful Lord. And now he is left for poor. And after just a few months, they got news that he had left Puri for South India. And there was no news of the Lord for 2 years as he traveled through the various provinces of eastern, southern, and western India. And when he returned to Jagannath Puri, Kal Krishnadas was sent by the devotees who showed great mercy upon him because he was having great spiritual difficulty. They gave him the great service of going to the house of Advaita and the house of Sachimata and giving the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has returned to Puri. Everyone come. When Lord Chaitanya was there, the king, Pratapa Rudra, although the Lord would not directly meet him in the beginning, the king selflessly, just by associating with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he developed complete faith that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself. And he dedicated the entire treasury, the entire influence of a king, just to serve Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi, he just accepted a small room at the house of Kashi Mishra, which was called Gambira. After some time, the devotees, headed by Advaita Prabhu and Srivas Thakur, several hundreds of them, they all performed Sankirtan all the way from Sachi Devi's house where they got her permission to Jagannath Puri. And when they arrived, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greeted them. He brought them to the house of Kashi Mishra. It wasn't such a big space, but they all crowded in. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave each and every one of them a garland. He gave them sandalwood. He embraced them and he praised their glories. There was no greater pleasure for Lord Chaitanya than to taste the sweetness of praising the glories of the devotees. Sometimes he spoke as if he had 5 mouths, sometimes as if he had 1,000 mouths. The leelas that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted with his devotees, Kaviraj Goswami describes, are like the limitless sky. And all anyone could do is like a little bird trying to cover as much space as we can. The more we relish, the more we understand Krishna's infinite sweetness, infinite beauty, infinite mercy, infinite power, the humbler we become. And this is the symptom of actually understanding Krishna. Trinadapi sunice na taro ibasa hishnu. Amani namanadena kirtaniya sadhari. The more we become spiritually advanced, the more we become Krishna conscious, the more we become genuinely humble, because we're actually in the presence of Krishna. And in that state, if Krishna himself is so much praising, glorifying, loving, and appreciating his devotees, we can understand this is the path of pleasing Krishna. Mad bhakta puja vyadika. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would not meet Ramananda Rai, when he would not meet King Prataparudra, when he found out that the king had rendered a valuable service to help Ramananda Rai, it was then he decided to give the king his full mercy. And he quoted Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika, that Krishna is more pleased when we please his devotees, when we honor and worship his devotees, than when we worship him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, took the role of a devotee and personally demonstrated this. In Puri, such a reunion there was. We cannot imagine. Sunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. In the separation from Krishna, these devotees are feeling a moment to be like a yuga, like 12 years or more. And here Lord Chaitanya was gone for years. Several years, and they hadn't even heard any news from him. There was no internet, there was no newspapers. And now he has returned to Puri, and he's inviting us to meet him. And however much eager and enthusiastic and filled with gratitude and joy the devotees were to meet Lord Chaitanya was even more happy, grateful, and blissful to see them. That is bhakti. King Prataparudra made arrangements for every single devotee to be comfortable. And Lord Chaitanya arranged through Gopinath Acharya and Kashi Mishra, with the support of Prataparudra, for Vaninath Rai, the brother of Ramananda Rai, to provide abundant prasad every day for each devotee. So everyone was happy. And just at the beginning of that wonderful first visit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the leela of cleaning the Gundicha temple with them. Gundicha Marjanam. That's how he really began his wonderful pastimes every year with his devotees. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our beloved Srila Prabhupada write in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how this cleansing of the Gundicha temple represents the cleansing of our hearts. Through hearing, through chanting, through following the nine processes of devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya taught how to clean the temple of the heart in the association of other devotees. And each devotee was in such a mood of a menial servant. Lord Chaitanya himself, although devotees, they knew he was God. He's the supreme enjoyer. He's the husband of limitless goddesses of fortune. But here Mahaprabhu is taking a simple broom and on his hands and knees, sweeping and sweeping and sweeping and inducing all the other devotees to sweep and sweep and sweep until they got every little particle of dirt and dust and sand and straw from the temple. And Lord Chaitanya showed his own enthusiasm. And this cleansing is like our sadhana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing his enthusiasm to clean the heart through sadhana. And he induced all the devotees to do the same. And together they cleansed, they washed with limitless buckets of water until it was sparkling, shining, clean, like the heart that Krishna is pleased to reveal himself in. And soon after that was the Rath Yatra, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the mood of Sri Radharani, where he was bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. After years and years of separation, Sri Radha was bringing Krishna back home. Why? Because that's where he is most happy. And she knows his heart. And Lord Chaitanya is taking Jagannath Kukandicha, which is an enactment of this pastime. during this beautiful kirtan procession. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he divided his devotees into 7 kirtan groups, each with a lead dancer and each with a lead singer. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy at times, just to please all the devotees, he manifested himself simultaneously in all the 7 groups. And each group of devotees were thinking, Lord Chaitanya is only with me. Srila Prabhupada explains that it was identical as when Krishna was dancing in Rasleela and each gopi was thinking, Krishna is only with me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing this Leela through kirtan. King Prataparudra, he could see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simultaneously in all the groups. And he could also see how Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya was the same person in 2 forms, having a beautiful pastime. And including all the devotees and all the pilgrims and all the residents of Puri in this pastime. And why? Why did King Prataparudra have this vision? Something that very rare, only the most intimate people could understand. Because he was in the mood of a servant of the servant of the servant. He pleased Ramananda Rai. And also because he swept the street. In a menial service attitude, he swept the street before Jagannath's chariot. And Lord Chaitanya saw him. Not only did he see him with the broom in his hand, but he could see within his heart his intent. He had no ego except to serve and to please the Lord and his devotees. He wanted nothing for himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Ratha Yatra procession, revealed his highest intimate blessing upon King Prataparudra. And all the devotees who saw this, they became so happy. And Srila Prabhupada explains, this is the nature of a devotee. When he sees somebody else getting good fortune, he doesn't think, why not me? He's happy for that devotee. We're inspired by the successes of devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, many times, and it's especially in this Leela, he writes that the nature of a Vaishnava is not envious. A Vaishnava is a well-wisher of other devotees. And as we make progress, we could become well-wishers of everyone. After the Ratha Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed pastimes with his devotees by having kirtan most all day, every day, and having Harikatha. It is explained that all the festivals of the Vaishnava calendar during the month, during the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season, they celebrated in wonderful ways. And after the Kartik month, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his devotees to return to their homes. And with the little time I have, I'd like to try in my own fallen way to share one conversation Lord Chaitanya had in his rooms at the Gambira, the house of Kashi Mishra. The devotees were gathered around him and they were just about to leave. Lord Chaitanya, in this feeling of imminent separation from one another, Lord Chaitanya was especially enthusiastic to taste the sweetness of the glories of the devotees and to inspire everyone to taste that sweetness. He said to Advaitacharya that you should give Krishna consciousness to everyone, even the most fallen. And then he told Nityananda Prabhu, who was his constant associate, he said, you should return to Bengal and you should spread this Krishna consciousness, spread this love for Krishna without any limitations. In fact, just before this conversation, Lord Chaitanya had a private meeting with Nityananda Prabhu and instructed him to go back to Bengal. And Lord Chaitanya gave some of the most empowered, loving devotees to leave Puri and go back to Bengal with Nityananda Prabhu to preach this message. Then Lord Chaitanya told Srivas Thakur, you and your brothers are so dear to me. Go back to your home in Navadvip, Mayapur. And later on, they moved to Kumarahatta. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, constantly chant the holy names of Krishna, congregational chanting. And whenever you chant together, you four brothers, whenever you're chanting together, I will be there dancing. And you will know that wherever Srivas Thakur and his brothers are having kirtan, I will personally be present in that place and I will be dancing. And you will feel my presence and sometimes you will see me. And then he gave Jagannath Mahaprasad some silken cloths, some food, and he gave this prasad to Srivas and said, with great emotion, bring this to my mother, Sachidevi. And as Lord Chaitanya was remembering his mother, he was speaking to all the devotees assembled, that whatever devotion I have is because of her. She loved me. I was her only child. She was a widow. And yet I took sannyas. Perhaps I was crazy to take sannyas and leave my mother's love. I am her property. He told Srivas and the devotees that my mother should know whenever she cooks and remembers me, I will personally be there. She will feel my presence and remind her of this incident. Last year on the day of Vijay Dasami, Mother Sachi cooked a special feast and offered it to Gopal, the Shalagram Shila. And Lord Chaitanya meticulously explained in detail the various preparations that she cooked. He said after she offered it, she took the plate and put it on her lap and was thinking, these are the very favorite preparations that Nimai enjoyed. But now he's not here to eat them. I would make these same preparations on the same plate and offer it to Krishna and then offer it to Nimai. But he's not here. And she was sitting with the prasad plate on her lap, weeping and crying in ecstatic trance of separation from Nimai. And Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, at that moment I appeared. but she could not see me. And I ate everything on the plate. And when Sachi Devi came out of her trance of ecstatic love and separation, she looked down and there was nothing there. The plate was empty. And because of her humility and her love, she became confused. She was wondering, what happened? Did an animal come and eat all this food? Or did I forget to put anything on the plate? Or what could have happened? Or did the deity of Krishna eat it all? Why there's nothing on this plate? And then she went back to the kitchen and she saw in the pots, there was still so much of that prasad. She had Ishan clean the altar and she offered it again. Lord Chaitanya, with great emotion, with tears, he was trying to control his emotions in front of the devotees. He was saying, this is the love of Sachi Devi. Please assure her, tell her that it was me who personally came and ate the food that day. And if you tell her this, Srivas, then she will have confidence that yes, I do personally appear whenever she cooks for me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to glorify Raghava Pandit who was present there and explained to all the devotees his extraordinary devotional service, how he cared for his deity of Madan Gopal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every morning with his devotees, would go very early to the first offerings to Lord Jagannath. He would spend many hours every morning in the darshan of Jagannath, having kirtan, having darshan. And through his devotees, he showed how Krishna, the Supreme Person, personally does appear, manifest in the form of the deity. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how does he know these things? Only because he is the deity in every devotee's home. He is present. And he was explaining the extraordinary nature of Raghava Pandit's perfection in giving only the very, very best to his deities. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Shivananda Sen. And he said, Shivananda Sen, please take care of Vasudev Datta. Because Vasudev Datta is a householder. He has a family. He has needs. But whatever he has, he gives away. He doesn't keep anything. So please make sure that Vasudev Datta and his family are always taken care of nicely. And then Lord Chaitanya gave Shivananda Sen a wonderful instruction. It's an incredible challenge, but Shivananda Sen took it as the greatest fortune to have this service. Lord Chaitanya said, every year, I want you to bring all the devotees from Bengal to Puri so that we can celebrate the Gundicha Marjanam, the cleansing of Gundicha Temple, and we can be together in the presence of Lord Jagannath for 4 months. Bring them all. And he told Shivananda Sen, and I request you, during the journey to maintain each and every devotee. Now please know the walk from Navadvip all the way to Puri took many, many days. It's I don't know exactly, but many hundreds of miles. And in those days, it was very difficult because India wasn't just one country, it was many kingdoms. And when you're going through the border from one kingdom to another, there was taxes, there was harassments, there was all sorts of different types of rules and regulations. And Shivananda Sen had to deal with all of that. He had to arrange the prasad to be cooked ahead of time wherever the devotees would be. He had to arrange boats to cross the many, many rivers of Bengal and Orissa. And there's that famous story of the simple street dog that happened to join the party, and Shivananda Sen treated him with the same respect and dignity as the other Vaishnavas. If he's come to be with us, Krishna has put him in my charge. And he made special prasad and paid special taxes for him. That was Shivananda Sen's devotion. One little instruction, and he took that as his life and soul, and he did that year after year after year. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan and other devotees from the village of Kulinagram. He said, they make good rope there. During the Rath Yatra, one of the ropes of Jagannath has broken. And Lord Chaitanya showed them the rope and said, you should get a rope that's this size, but very strong silken rope that will not break. And every year, bring it for the Rath Yatra. And they took that as their heart and soul, a simple service. The residents of Kulinagram, Ramananda and Satyaraj, they inquired from Lord Chaitanya, we are householders. We have occupations. We have so many materialistic obligations. And in fact, we're very materialistic people. What is our duty, the duty of a person in material life who has a family? What is our duty to become Krishna conscious? And Lord Chaitanya, he replied, constantly chant the names of Krishna. And whenever possible, serve Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. They asked Lord Chaitanya, how do we know who is truly a Vaishnava? And Lord Chaitanya answered, anyone who even once sincerely chants the name of Krishna is worshipable as a Vaishnava. It's interesting that for the next several years, as the residents of Kulinagram, Ramananda and Satyaraj were leaving, they would ask the same question. We are fallen householders. How can we become Krishna conscious? What is really our duty? And Lord Chaitanya would always give the same answer. Constantly chant Krishna's name and serve Krishna whenever possible and the Vaishnavas. And every year they would say, how do we know who is a true Vaishnav? And Lord Chaitanya gave a slightly different answer each year because he wanted to reveal different levels of Vaishnavas. The first year, anyone who sincerely once chants the name of Krishna is a Vaishnava. The second year, anyone who's constantly chanting the Krishna's name is a Vaishnava. And the third year, he said, anyone who meets such a person, that person will chant the names of Krishna. Anyone who can induce others to chant the holy names is a Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, that long ago, your forefather was Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan, he wrote a book called the Sri Krishna Vijaya. And in that book, there's one line. Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath. That Sri Nanda Nandana Krishna is my life and soul. Because he wrote that with such devotion, because he really accepted Krishna as his life and soul and was sharing that in his book, Lord Chaitanya said, I am forever indebted to him. Not only am I forever indebted for him for writing this one line with such devotion, such compassion, but anyone, all of your family members and all the residents of the village of Kulinagram, even a dog from the village of Kulinagram is most dear to me because of the contribution of this one devotee. In this beautiful pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed his appreciation even for the simplest gesture of a sincere and pure-hearted devotee, and how Lord Chaitanya reciprocates not only by blessing him, but blessing everyone that's connected to him. Lord Chaitanya then turned to the residents of Srikanda. There was Mukunda Sarakar, his son Raghunandan, and brother Narahari. Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda, you are Raghunandan's father, and Raghunandan is your son? Is this so? Or is Raghunandan your father, and are you his son? This is a mystical question to ask a father in the presence of his son. When Mukunda Sarakar heard this, he became very happy. He said, because Raghunandan inspires me in Krishna consciousness, in fact, he inspires our whole family in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I consider him to be my spiritual master and my father. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased when he heard this. He said, yes. One who invokes Krishna consciousness from our heart, we give honor and respect like a spiritual master and father to such a person. And then Lord Chaitanya began to praise the glories of Mukunda Sarakar as he had, if he had five mouths. He was turning to all the devotees and he said, Mukunda Sarakar appears to the world to be an ordinary family person who works as a doctor. But in his heart is the treasure of divine love, prema bhakti. One time, Mukunda Sarakar was called by the Mughal king to give a diagnosis for his health. The king was sitting on a high platform and Mukunda was standing next to him and discussing health matters with the king. That time, a servant came to shade the king from the sun with a fan made of peacock feathers. When Mukunda Sarakar saw the peacock feather, he remembered Krishna. And even in this very formal and uncomfortable situation, he's with a Mughal king, obviously surrounded by Mughal soldiers. But still, when he saw the peacock feather, and remembered Krishna, it awakened such intimate love in his heart. He fell unconscious and he rolled right off the platform onto the ground. And it was a high platform, so the king was very worried. He got off his throne, he ran to the ground, and he went to lift up Mukunda, and he said, "What happened? What happened?" And Mukunda Sarakar smiled, and he said, no, I'm not hurt, I'm fine." And the king said, "Why did you fall?" And in his humility, he said, "Actually, I have an illness, something like epilepsy, and sometimes this happens to me." But the king understood that this person is a very highly liberated lover of God. He could understand that by the power of Mukunda Sarakar's compassion. Then Lord Chaitanya gave instructions. He said to Mukunda Sarakar that you should perform the duty of earning material and spiritual wealth. Then he turned to Raghunandan and said, "You should worship the deity of Krishna." And then he turned to Narahari, the uncle of Raghunandan, and said, "You should stay here with me and preach." And Srila Prabhupada in this purport so beautifully describes that it appears that they were doing three very different things, but they were all completely united because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service was in the center of their lives and the center of their relationships. And there's really no difference on the spiritual platform of these three different natural duties. Mukunda Sarakar had to earn material and spiritual wealth, maintaining a family. Raghunandan worshiped the deities, and Narahari stayed with the devotees, or in our case, sometimes in an ashram, and with the devotees preaching Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada said, our Krishna consciousness movement, all three of these principles are there. And we are all united, and there's no difference between the three when the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the center of our lives. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother, Vidya Vachaspati. He said, in this age of Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in two forms, as wood and as water. In this way, he could be seen. In the form of wood, he appears as Lord Jagannath. And in the form of water, Krishna appears as the river Ganga, or Ganges. He said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you should stay here in Puri and you should worship the Lord in his wooden form of Sri Jagannath. And Vidya Vachaspati, you should return to Bengal and you should worship Mother Ganga. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was such a humble devotee that he would, in Puri, often keep a distance because he didn't feel worthy to be close to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would have to get up off of his seat and go and get him and bring him back. And Lord Chaitanya would clean his body with his own hands just to show how much he loved his devotee. And on this particular occasion, on the first farewell ceremony that Lord Chaitanya was having at the house of Kashi Mishra before sending the devotees back to Bengal, he told all the devotees a very intimate secret story. that again and again and again, I asked Murari Gupta to worship Krishna. He's a devotee of Ram. But I told him that Krishna, his pastimes are the very essence of sweetness. His beauty is the essence of sweetness. His playing of his flute is the essence of sweetness. All of us are worshiping Krishna. We're sharing the highest bliss with each other. Please worship Krishna. Murari Gupta, he accepted this instruction and he went home. And at night, he could not sleep. All night, he was praying to Lord Sri Ramchandra. How will I ever be able to give up your service? I've given my heart, I've given my life, I've given my everything to you, Lord Ram. How could I possibly give up your service? And the next morning, Murari Gupta came to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya told, and he said, I tried, I cried all night. I cannot give up the Lord of my life, Sri Ram. I've given my heart to him. But at the same time, you are the Supreme Lord and you are my life and soul. And I can't live without following your instruction. So please let my body just fall and end at your lotus feet right now. As Murari Gupta was bitterly crying, Lord Chaitanya smiled and lifted him up and said, you have pure unalloyed love. Your love for Ram is of the highest caliber of devotion. I tested you just to experience the nature of your love. Blessed is that devotee who never gives up the worship of his loving Lord. And blessed is that Lord who, if a devotee does try to give up, he drags him back by the hair. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari Gupta, this is not a surprise because you are the incarnation of Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And Murari Gupta, from then and for always, he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his beloved Lord Sri Ramchandra. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Vasudev Dutt. And as he tried to explain his appreciation of Vasudev Dutt, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke as if he had 1,000 mouths. Can we even imagine the enthusiasm, the gratitude, the love, the intoxicated ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya was receiving from Vasudev's association to be glorifying him before all the devotees with 1,000 mouths? And Vasudev Dutt was completely humbled by the experience. And he said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you have descended into this world to show your mercy upon the world and to fulfill the desires of the devotees. I only have one desire. I have been longing for this desire to be fulfilled. If you can, please do so. When I see the people of this world suffering in forgetfulness of you. And when Vasudev Dutt is saying this, he means people who are enjoying and people who are suffering, people who are rich or poor, people who are in health or disease. He was feeling pity for everyone in any state of material existence, if they were bereft of the ecstatic joy of loving Krishna. He said, I see so much suffering in this world. I cannot bear it. It's breaking my heart. Please give me this benediction. Let all the karma and all the sins of every living being in this entire universe fall on my head. And please, Lord, allow me to suffer perpetually so that they could all be happy in the liberated condition with you. If you can do so, this is my only desire. When he said this with such sincerity, Lord Chaitanya, knowing the purity of his intent and his compassion, he started to cry. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his voice was choked up. And he spoke. He said, it is not a surprise that you are speaking like this, Vasudev Das, because you are Prahlad Maharaj. But why should you have to suffer for the sins of others? Because you are so dear to Krishna. Krishna will liberate everyone on the basis of your desire. In this beautiful interaction, Lord Chaitanya was showing Paradukaduki, how dear is a devotee who has compassion for others. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Shiva drank the ocean of poison out of compassion for all beings, Sukadev Goswami speaks and Srila Prabhupada elaborates how the most pleasing service we can offer to Krishna is to endure difficulties to show compassion to others. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, how can we ever understand, how could we ever appropriately appreciate how dear he is to Krishna? His compassion is the very foundation that all of us, that our spiritual lives are built upon, and it will always be. And Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate with one another to express our appreciation, our gratitude for him. Because bhakti is something that's very real. And Srila Prabhupada, although it's the deepest, most esoteric, ecstatic emotion of the soul, it also has to be very tangible and practical in our application in this world. To show our love for Srila Prabhupada, to show our love for Krishna, means to put aside our false egos in whatever situation. And it's especially important when it's difficult to do. To value appreciation and service for Vaishnavas. And whatever may happen, still, by associating with good devotees and hearing this great message from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we must keep that flame alive and keep that flame growing and growing by fueling it and hearing and chanting and seva, whatever may come in this world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was saying farewell to all the devotees, knowing that they were going to be leaving for the next 8 months, all the devotees, they had to leave. It was the Lord's will. They had their duties. They had their sevas. They pathetically cried in imminent separation from the Lord. And how beautiful. Lord Chaitanya himself bitterly cried in imminent separation from his devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in many places in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how this is a story of the love of the Lord for the devotee and the love for the devotee for the Lord. And in that love is the love for the devotees for each other. After they left, Lord Chaitanya kept Haridas Thakur to stay with him in Puri. He personally gave him a very secluded little place. Today it is called Siddha Bakura. And there Haridas, he would never go in the temple of Jagannath because he was born in a family that was considered outcasts by the Orthodox society at the time. But he was grateful. He was totally grateful just to have a place where he could see the chakra and chant the holy names. He would chant the holy names of Krishna, the Maha Mantra, at least 300,000 times every day. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya, who is Jagannath himself, would spend hours every morning in the temple. And every single day, Lord Chaitanya, while in the temple, would procure from the priests special Jagannath Maha Prasad. And from the temple, with his own loving hands, he would carry that prasad to Haridas Thakur. Offer him the prasad, give him darshan, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great mercy and great happiness, would spend often hours every day sitting with Haridas Thakur, having Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami both came to Puri, they stayed there at that secluded, simple place under the Bakula tree with Haridas Thakur. And every day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to reciprocate with them. Swarup Damodar Goswami, his kirtans made Lord Chaitanya so happy. He was Lalita Sakhi in Krishna's Leela. He knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He knew the heart of Sri Radha. And he would sing songs just appropriate to the mood that Lord Chaitanya was feeling. And Srila Ramananda Rai, who was previously a very wealthy, powerful, influential governor of an entire province, he left everything else behind to be with Lord Chaitanya. And he could also, as Vishakha Gopi, he understood the Lord's heart and would recite verses and recite prayers and poems just in harmony with Lord Chaitanya's mood of ecstatic love. Paramananda Puri was a disciple of Lord Chaitanya's guru. Lord Chaitanya treated Paramananda Puri as his own guru, and he gave him a place just close to the Jagannath temple. And Paramananda Puri, he was Uddhava in Krishna's Leela. And his special devotion was in his meditation, his inner meditation on the form and the pastimes and the abode and the names of the Lord. And Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Chaitanya gave him a place at a place called Yameshwar Tota. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him a deity that was there of Tota Gopinath. And every day, Lord Chaitanya would go to Gadadhar Pandit's Tota Gopinath temple, and together they would spend hours reading and discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a beautiful pastime in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. At one time when Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing, Lord Chaitanya went into such transcendental spiritual trance of love that he was dancing and dancing, and he jumped right in a well. And everybody knew that this was an empty, dried well for many years, and very deep well. And anyone who fell in this well, there's no way they could survive. So when the devotees saw him just dancing and he went right into the well and disappeared, devotees were in such a bhava of concern and what a crisis this was, more than any crisis we could ever imagine. The turbulence in the devotees' hearts, they ran to the well and they looked inside and they found the well was completely filled to the top with fresh, creamy butter. And Lord Chaitanya was laying on top of it very happily, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Many of us are in quarantines or lockdowns or various forms of that. It is an unprecedented time. But as I was referring before, Srila Prabhupada, he told us that these times would come. Although because it's come on us so suddenly, it seems to be a surprise. But from studying the scriptures in this age of Kali, these things will come. And as Kali progresses, they will come more and more. So we have to adjust ourselves. By reading about the great saints in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by reading about the great Vaishnavas and the mercy of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, by studying the sacred words of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that gives hope for all of eternity, and by keeping whatever way we can communicate through this internet and social media somehow or other, we have to, according to whatever the situation is, we adjust ourselves to associate with devotees and be grateful for whatever opportunity we have to take shelter of Krishna and to appreciate those who are showing compassion to the people of this world, and in any way we can to be instruments of that compassion. That's the gift Srila Prabhupada gave us, and it's especially very much prominently appreciated today. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. It's such a wonderful and transportive class. You transfer all of us directly into the eternal pastimes of Mahaprabhu. All the devotees gathered here. So we have some very important announcements. Do we have some time for some questions or comments, Maharaj? Or
I'm happy whatever way I can serve you.
Thank you, Maharaj. There's one question from Yashoda Dulal Prabhu. And you had mentioned that this no envy and always taking joy in the success of others is a very high standard of Vaishnava consciousness. And it is particularly hard in a situation where we might feel that we worked hard for a particular achievement, maybe even a spiritual achievement that somebody else got and we did not quite get. And we might not feel so happy for the success. Some little envy might be there. So how should we conduct ourselves in that situation so that at least we don't make offenses and perhaps even make some progress toward that goal and that idea? That's a question.
It's very important that we hear. Nasta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya. That if we hear every day, we refresh our memory of what pleases Krishna. And what pleases Krishna is the only consideration of making spiritual progress in the path of bhakti. Because making progress on the path of bhakti yoga is not on the basis of the results we get externally, but it's on the basis of if Krishna's pleased, if our gurus are pleased. And Krishna's pleased by the sincerity of our intent. But this material world and the conditionings of the false ego, we very much want to be the controller and the enjoyer and the proprietor, and we want credit for ourselves. It's natural, it's ingrained in us so deeply. We're habituated to these needs. But the medicine is to sincerely chant the names of Krishna. And with that, we need to hear. We need to hear from the empowered Vaishnavas, and we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books to refresh what we really want and what our real purpose and direction is. And then we're focused. And then when we're in a situation like this, we have a compass. Yes, there's a storm right now. It could be a storm when somebody else does nicely because, you know, we have envy in our heart, or we have a certain type of inferiority complex or superiority complex, whatever it may be. It's a storm when we're not getting what we want, the ego. But in stormy times, that's when we need the compass the most. When a boat is in stormy seas, we need the compass to keep us on track. And the association of good devotees and hearing. Hearing is that compass. We hear from Srila Prabhupada. We hear from Krishna. We hear from Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And yes, I may be feeling this way, but it's not what I want. So let me take shelter of Krishna and let me speak and do the right things. And that's how we make spiritual progress. Those situations, Yashoda Dulal Prabhu, that you just defined, are great opportunities for spiritual advancement. If we take shelter of the words of the Shastras and we pray to Krishna, and in this mood, when we chant the holy names, bhakti awakens in our hearts.
Thank you, Maharaj. The question from Ananta Vallabha Prabhu. How do we understand the variegatedness of bhakti, but at the same time, the absolute nature of it? Like Murari Gupta couldn't connect to Krishna, but to Lord Ram. How do you reconcile both those two aspects of bhakti?
Because Ram and Krishna are the same person. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam